Welcome to the Live Your Purpose podcast. This show is created to help overwhelmed moms rediscover peace and purpose in their everyday lives. Hey, my friends, welcome back to the show. In the last episode, we talked about the importance of prayer being the foundation of our parenting so that we can parent proactively and not reactively. And you know when it feels like everything in life is smooth sailing, right? That everything is going great, everything is peaceful, wonderful, and then all of a sudden, our plans feel wrecked. Well, hi, that's me. I had several really wonderful episodes planned out to do after the episode on parenting proactively and not reactively. It was all great. And then it felt like the chaos and madness of life hit. And so all of that stuff, everything I had created and planned and scheduled completely hit the back burner. So as I sat down today to write the podcast episode, none of my previously planned episodes seemed to resonate. I've always wanted this podcast to be a place where we throw off the facade of perfection and we dig deep to break down walls that we have created to protect ourselves so that we ultimately can live a life reflective of who God is and what He's done in our lives so that we can live that out and encourage and teach our family members and our friends to do the same. And while all of that sounds so wonderful and peaceful and shiny and beautiful, it's not always. Sometimes it feels like we are just in survival mode. We operate exclusively in survival mode, especially this time of year, going into the holidays, and all of the things on our calendar and the expectations that we have for ourselves and for others. And I just get this feeling that we are all struggling to keep our heads above water. I feel like I'm not alone in this. It feels like we are nearly drowning, and yet we live in a society where we still feel expected to present our best selves in all areas of life. Or at least we pressure ourselves to still present ourselves in the best light. And meanwhile, secretly, we feel like we are being suffocated by the overwhelm of what's going on in our lives or in our society or in the hurt that we feel on behalf of someone else who is going through a really hard time. At the time of recording this, it's the beginning of November. So we are just on the brink of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving break. And then it feels like that quickly rolls into Christmas break and Christmas. And I know for myself and for a lot of people, for some reason, it felt like October. So last month also seemed to be incredibly busy. So looking at our lives, like looking at our calendar from a bird's eye view, it feels like we are in at least 3 months of a very overwhelming season, not only because of our to-do list and our holiday shopping list and holiday parties and traveling and big dinners and lots of family time, which can all be really, really great, but it also can be very overwhelming on top of everything else that we're going through in our lives anyway. And we all seem to be scared or hesitant to lay down our armor that we're wearing to protect ourselves, to keep up with life as we need to in order to get everything done, but also to protect ourselves. But our armor also seems to serve a purpose that if we take it off, then people will see the flaws in the facade of our lives. And we're scared that our vulnerabilities will be mistaken for weaknesses. We are exhausted by trying to keep up, moving at 100 miles per hour for fear that we're going to be left behind. But really, by keeping on this armor, we're being weighed down while we're drowning. My favorite Bible story, probably because it resonates so strongly with me, is when Peter steps out onto the water to walk to Jesus. But as he looked at the storm around him, he began to sink. It was only when he kept his eyes laser focused on Jesus that he stayed afloat. Can you imagine being in the position of Peter with storms surrounding you, being whatever it is in your life that makes you feel like you're drowning, your to-do list, your travel plans, holiday plans that are still up in the air, struggling relationships, feeling of depression or loneliness with life's uncertainties, etc., etc. Yes, it feels like you're drowning, you're anxious, and you're struggling, and you're fighting to survive. But when you realize that when you're laser focused on Jesus, the storms don't go away. They're still there, but that he's your focus. And you can walk to him in spite of the madness around you. There will always be storms in this world and in this life. But for some reason, I know for me, and I feel like probably for a lot of you, it feels like a lot of storms are compounding in your life where it feels like it's an attack. And maybe it is. I don't know. I know personally that when I step out in faith and when I step out in obedience of what I know the Lord has called me to do, like for this podcast, for example, that's when I feel like my life is the most under attack by the enemy. It's when like my health starts deteriorating, my schedule starts falling through, relationships begin to struggle, my workload increases dramatically, and I don't have time to devote to the podcast. The enemy is in the storm around you or in the storms around you. And staying focused on Jesus doesn't take it away, but it does give you the ability and the strength to continue on. It might be slower than you want. It's almost always slower than I want. And it feels like it might knock you over and the waves might knock you over. But you can get up and keep going if you're focused on him. So then you ask, but how? Okay, are you ready for this? Here's the thing. I don't like this either, but here it is. The way you keep going and the way you stay laser focused on Jesus despite these storms is to pray. Ugh, okay. Here's my human response. Ready for this? Okay. Prayer is great. Except if I'm metaphorically fighting to survive in the midst of my stormy overwhelm, I have to do something else. I need to add more and more to my calendar to try to stay on top of it. I need to work harder. I need to ask for help with my kids. I need to fight for control over this overwhelm so it can't take me down. I need to rearrange things in my schedule. I need to take control of the holiday plans or the meal planning or what situation my family will be going to around the holidays. I need to fight out of this and put myself in a better position to have more control so that I can then build up walls and barriers and boundaries so that I have more control and the storm's not going to knock me down. But here's the issue. All of that is on me and what I can do. To which my human response would be, yeah, because I can make decisions for my life that will ultimately make me and my family happy and cared for and comfortable by me taking control over the things in these storms. I set myself up for success. I set my family up for success, for comfort, for all the things that we want out of life, right? We're ultimately happier. But here's where we're wrong, or at least I'm wrong. Nothing about this life is comfortable. We cannot control everything in this life because we live in a broken world and we have to learn to rely on strength greater than ourselves and a plan that is greater than ours. And we can't fight for control when the only thing we can control is ourselves. Yes, we can be corrupt and we can coerce and we can manipulate people in situations under the facade that my way, my plan is what's best for everyone. But ultimately, you can't control, we can't control everything in all situations that we are involved in order to calm the storms. Sometimes, and this is hard, we have to be still and we have to let the Lord fight for us. We just need to stay focused on Him. So here's where I check myself. I go back over the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If what I'm feeling in this overwhelm, in these storms, isn't one or more of those fruits of the Spirit, then it's not of the Lord. And whether it's something I've done to myself or storms that have come out of nowhere because we live in an imperfect world with imperfect people, I check myself and first identify what feelings I have, what feelings I am truly feeling. And I'm completely honest with myself. I don't sugarcoat anything for myself. I don't placate just so I don't look so bad to myself. I'm completely honest because ultimately I know and God knows what's really going on and how I really feel. So I'm completely honest in my analysis of what I'm feeling. So maybe I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm hurt, I'm anxious, I'm lonely. And now that I've identified those, I know the verbiage, I have the language to take that to the Lord in prayer. Let me just pause here for a second because I want to really focus on praying honest prayers. And this is not something that most people will teach you in a church. But God isn't one of the people that we have to put on our Sunday best and present our best selves in our best light because he's not fooled by it. So don't waste your efforts, okay? He's not impressed with your facade. Remember, God has counted each of your days and he's in all of the details and everything is in him and of him. So he knows you, he knows your situation, he knows your feelings, and he knows the way you process your feelings. And he already knows what you need. You are just bringing it to him. So don't feel like you have to speak beautifully and eloquently as if you are a person standing on a stage speaking over people, because you don't have to. Go into a quiet place alone with the Lord and you can be completely honest in your prayers. So when I'm in my feelings and I'm going to the Lord in my prayers through these storms, okay, I'm going to pause again. So I'm about to cuss. So if you're around children, maybe pause the episode until you can put on headphones or mute it or skip past the next 10 seconds or so. But when I'm in my feelings, trying to focus on the Lord in my storms, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, I can be completely honest. And oftentimes my prayers often start like this. Okay, God, what the hell? Or, okay, God, I'm pissed. I've come to the Lord many times with my impolite honesty. And I vent and I complain in my prayers. Sometimes I cuss out of anger. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that's necessarily okay. I'm saying that he loves you even still. He can handle your honest prayers. Because if he already knows what's going on in your heart, you can bring it to him in prayer using the same language. I'm not discounting that we should honor and glorify him as our creator. But I think he would rather have your honesty brought before him and laid at his feet than you not come to him at all because you can't pray a perfectly eloquent prayer. You have the opportunity to speak candidly as if you were talking to your best, closest friend, even if you don't feel like God may be your best and closest friend, even if you don't feel that way about your relationship with the Lord, that's what he is anyway. You don't have to make up for lost time with him. He is right there with you anyway. Don't feel like you have to make up for lost time. You can even start your prayer with, well, God, this has been a crappy morning. Again, it doesn't have to be eloquently spoken or reflective of what you've heard spoken aloud from a stage in a church. Just be real and just be honest. Okay, so I'll pick back up on after I've identified my feelings, right? So angry, frustrated, hurt, anxious, lonely. And then I bring them before the Lord in prayer. Then, still in prayer, I remind myself of the Lord's goodness and his faithfulness. I remind myself of all of the blessings that I have and how the Lord has shown his sovereignty, his power in my life and in situations where I have felt similarly in other aspects of my life. Then I speak the faith that I know he will do it again in his time and in his way according to his will and his plan for my life, not necessarily by mine. And then I ask that rather than feeling angry, I'll feel joy. Rather than frustration, I'll feel faithfulness. And in place of hurt, I'll feel gentleness. And in my anxiety and my loneliness, that I feel peace and love. And then I wrap up the prayer by thanking him for everything that he has done and everything he's doing and everything that he's going to do. So I take my current feelings and the current storm that I'm going through, no matter how honest and raw they feel, and through the process of prayer, not only do I tell him how I'm feeling about the situation, then I also try to match up the opposing feeling with one of the fruits of the Spirit and say, Lord, in place of this feeling that I have, please help me to feel this feeling. And I also really want to focus in my prayer on reminding myself that I do trust him, that I do love him, that I do believe in his plan for my life. And I pray for the endurance and the ability to stay focused on him despite the storms. And I'm not joking. As of right now, when I am writing this episode, one of my favorite songs, Oceans by Hillsong United, is playing on my Pandora radio. I'm sure you've heard of it, but it says, my feet may fail and fear surrounds me, but you've never failed and you won't start now. I've said before, and I'll say it again, that's why I have an ocean wave tattooed on my wrist, because it's a physical reminder of something that where my physical world meets my spiritual world, to keep my eyes on Jesus through the storms. Because there will always be storms. But the one thing that precedes and succeeds the storms is God. And so let me end by praying over you in this moment. Sweet Jesus, please help us to see you in the storms. And not just to see you, but to focus on you and to trust your promise that you will fight for us and that we need to only be still. And Lord, I pray for myself and for my friends listening that we learn to rejoice in these moments, knowing that the suffering in these storms produces endurance that we need for the purposeful journey you have set before us. And please help us to walk in your obedience, and please help us to throw off the things of the storms and the armor that we are wearing to protect us, but that are ultimately just weighing us down, and to help us to run to you in our vulnerability so that we can be wholly focused on living a life reflective of your goodness and your faithfulness in the purpose that you have created specifically for us. And Lord, please help our feelings in all situations to align with yours. And I thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And in your precious name I pray, amen. Hey there, sweet friend. Before you go, I would love to connect with you beyond this podcast. For behind-the-scenes content, updates, inspiration, and more, make sure you follow the Live Your Purpose podcast across almost all social media platforms. Dive into our community and join the conversation. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show. Your feedback makes my heart happy, but it also helps others discover the show so that they can be inspired and encouraged in their overwhelm to live out their purpose as well. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Thanks for being part of our podcast family, and until next time, just know you are loved, you are not alone, and only you can live your purpose.